Broadcasting Network.
All right. Hour two. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, today is Sunday, August 27th. Wow, August is gone, hour two. We were just talking about the phone lines kind of being knocked out. Please call in 1-800-313-9443. Just want to make sure this ship is, well, can hold water after all the water has been poured on it and see if we have any kind of problems. Yeah, so what do you think, Doc? You've been following the conversation. You've been a little quiet. Uh-oh. Maybe Doc got washed away. He's out in Houston. Got a lot of rain going on over there. Oh, my God. Oh, everybody's saying that. Is it? Huh. He just ran away. I don't know. I got this cat sitting there on my... in my recording studio trying to bother me. He needs attention. Why is it that these animals always need attention? Well, at least they care.
Yeah, right? I got deer outside the window screaming at me, too. Feed me! Feed me!
Yeah, you're screaming. Screaming deer. Okay, well, we got Chris back. Scream. Hold on. What was that, Alan?
You just got to know how they scream. Got to watch them enough, got to pay enough attention to them to know what their moods are.
Definitely, that's any animal. Hey, Chris, you back?
I guess I am. I'm not sure where I dropped off, but I was going pretty good soliloquy there.
Well, there's a lot of theories out in the chat room. It could be the Russians. It could be the U.S. You know, could be water. Who knows?
Oh, sure. Blame Trump. Blame the Russians. I know that mimetic, where they suck out your brain and put their own thoughts in there and replace them.
Yeah. Well, who knows? Let's just move on with life, right?
Well, that would be what Hillary Clinton would tell you. Don't pay attention to the actual facts. Look at what we tell you to look at. Don't look over here and see what we're really doing. And that's exactly what this is. It's a big diversion.
Right. That's in the past. That's in the past. We're looking towards the future. Forget about the past. We're going towards the future.
Yeah, they're progressive communist socialists. They're progressive communist socialists, precisely, and that's what they want to do. This is Saul Alinsky's tactics of deflect, obfuscate, suppress, stonewall, don't reveal anything that we're doing, but make them disclose everything they're doing. That's how they gain advantage over us, the avaricious predatory advantage.
You erase your past and your bedrock, and you don't know where you came from, do you?
Well, those who forget the history are doomed to repeat the past.
There you go.
Yeah, but when we're talking about the phone lines, though, Chris, it's kind of a different thing. I mean, there could be thousands of different things that happened, right? The Russians hacking the phone line would be kind of, well, I don't think so. The U.S. government, well, maybe more possible.
Absolutely.
You know, the rain definitely could be a possibility. The hardware itself at the studio, definitely a possibility. But, now we got two people on. We got you. We got Alan. So that's why I said we just move on into we'll kind of figure out what happened and why you dropped off. Hopefully they won't drop you again.
Well, that's called plausible deniability, Steve. And that comes from Joseph Goebbels' 25 Rules of Disinformation. And if you can contaminate the truth stream enough and create enough confusion, chaos, crisis, where you really don't know what's true or false anymore, then they can reinvent and replace your beliefs with false beliefs, and you won't know the difference. This is the unfortunate truth that we're forced to bear with today. We must use our personal spiritual truth detector to discern and to evaluate what's going on. Is it real, or is it Memorex?
Mm-hmm. There you go. And Madison Avenue just got you again, didn't it? That's how easy it is for us to do it. You know, everyone remembers that. Is it live or is it Memorex? You know, where's the beef? Madison Avenue, they know the human animal. They know how to put the little things in our mind that hit just that right spot that they stick. And, whether it makes sense or not.
You can still find Edwin Bernays' video up on YouTube on the Internet where he talks about his ad promotion campaign is public relations, which was formerly known as propaganda, so they changed the name, him and Gordon R. Watson. And they talked about how they didn't have anything to do with it. Of course, they hired and paid the ad agencies to do it instead, to give them plausible deniability and arm's length separation from it. But their ad agencies hired a bunch of really hot-looking women to go out and march in parades around several different locations around the major cities of the United States. And on these Freedom Days, it was probably May 1st, if I remember right, light torches of freedom to erase the feminine opposition to smoking, to sell more tobacco for the American Tobacco's products. It was just absolutely insane, but it was a massive, artful deception of propaganda put forth by the father of propaganda, who wrote his treatise of the same name, of how to psyops mind control, psychopolitical warfare, destroy this country for men within without firing a shot, as Nikitas Khrushchev claimed they would do when he pounded his shoe on the table in front of John Kennedy in 1962 or 3.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like, you know, the pharmaceutical sales reps, you know, generally they're cute, perky little blonde girls, you know, they know exactly. I'm sure Lauren, that, you know, Lauren in Ohio out there, she said she was a sales, you know, used to be a drug rep. She's a black woman. I'm sure she was probably a very beautiful black woman. She not just, you know, someone they just plucked out of the ghettos or anything. I'm sure she was a very nice looking woman and could present herself well. That's, you know, they like, you can get degrees in you know, public relations, propaganda, you know, what are they teaching kids in school?
And Lauren is still a wonderful truth warrior for peace and freedom and the liberty.
Betcha.
And she speaks it really, really strong. In fact, those particular pharma products that they promoted, they were called accommodation women and accommodation men, or girls and boys, boy toys and girl toys, that went around to promote and convince and do seduce, bribe, or otherwise invite the pharmacists to sell their drugs, give them trips, rewards, or other perks, as they call them, to buy their loyalty, to promote their drugs for them, and the ruse to confuse that they were going to help the people when they were really helping themselves.
Man, Chris, your wordification never ceases to amaze me.
Wordification? Is that a word?
It is now.
Some say I'm a cunning linguist.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, so that just, was that a distraction from the conversation of today, or did that need to happen? It was good.
It was probably just diversion into perversity.
Well, you know, you can draw parallels, right? You know, you talk about Lauren, right, and her journey through the pharmaceutical type industry. Damn cats mess with my microphone now. And then you can also go back to what we were talking about, those guys with Patriot Prayer and Tiny, and him kind of like waking up to the fact that the all these Trump supporters aren't racist or haters, and that the media is completely lying to them. I mean, you can find parallels in the conversation streams. I see those two as kind of
absolutely
similar. It's, you know, it's very curious.
Absolutely.
Very curious.
Absolutely. That Jaime guy was very inspiring to me because he pointed out the actual falsity of the left-wing extreme faction of the Democrat Party's preposterous theories and me-me-tics, memetics as they call it. They repeat the same story. Joseph Stalin tells a lie often enough and people begin to believe it. At least most of the people will. And if most of them believe it, then you've won the battle for your version of facts replaced as truth. And truth, in fact, Stalin also said that words are the fabric of thoughts. So we must choose our words very carefully and define our words. I'm so excited about this and so emotional, infused about it and stimulated that I want to be truthful about these things. And I sometimes search for the words. I can't remember who it is that says, and I'm getting the name wrong. I know it's not Bedell because he did the Wall of Nations. It's the other one that said that, before we speak, let us define our terms. And if we fail to define our terms specifically, the words that we choose, we let others use them as word weapons of war to launch back as arrows to destroy us ourselves with our own words, which we failed to define at our own risk and harm.
Mm. Well, words definitely are important. Yeah. That's all I can say.
Thanks so much, guys. I don't want to tie you up. You got other callers. God bless America. God bless the Republic. God bless Texas. Thank you.
Appreciate it, man. Hey, Doc, are you back?
I'm here.
Okay. We lost you for a minute. We just wanted to see if you floated away.
Yeah, I was here, but I think it's like you said, because there's so much flooding here that who knows what's going on. But the signal looks good and strong now, so.
Well, good. Hey, let's go to Jared in Louisiana. We'll take callers, 1-800-313-9443. Jared, are you there?
Yes, sir. Good morning. Y'all doing all right? Y'all made it through? Y'all getting a little rain?
A little rain up here. We're kind of like Alan and I are up in between San Antonio and Austin, a little bit farther north. But, you know, Doc's down there in the waterland. In Houston.
Well, that's good. I hope y'all doing all right. Hey, I just had a few things. That was a good soundbite you said with the guy that was speaking from the Patriot movement. That I don't understand how you want to have a prayer makes you a racist. But he said he was an American Samoan, and I wonder if he was a Mormon. Because he said he was a Christian. Now, I don't know if I'm wrong or right, but. Supposedly in America, there's 35 million evangelical Christians, and I throw the Mormons in that group. So shouldn't they outnumber the weird people there? And then another thing, I call the weird people, by the way, I'm going to identify them as the people with the rainbow flags. That's all I'm going to say about that. And then another thing I want to say about the American Samoans and the Mormons, you're about to play my LSU Fighting Tigers this Saturday. And I don't hate the Mormons, but I hope we smash their faces in and we make them think they're about to see their alien gods in their golden tablets. So, my bad. You know.
Okay, man. I really, I don't know. You know, I wish everybody could get along, but the different religions, different sects of religions, you know, Mormons, consider themselves Christians. Some Christians consider Mormons not Mormons. And man, global warmists think that the world
is another thing they do with us. You know, the sports. You know, I mean, how many times have we seen where you know one sports team, you know, they get out there and they get rowdy and they get mad at the opposing team and there's riots in the parking lots and you know clear the fields. That's soccer, most of it, of course. But you know it's they know how to do it. You know, they keep people at their differences, whether it's which sport team you like, which color you are, where you live. You know, like I like to say, you know, if the governments would leave us alone, most people on this planet would get along just fine.
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I'm rooting for you, Texas Longhorns against Maryland. Hook 'em horns.
Okay, hooky dooky. I don't know what is it, that hook 'em. Which ones are the hook 'em horn stock?
Longhorns.
Texas.
Yep.
Texas is
Longhorns, the University of Texas. The ones that just took down four Confederate statues in the cover of dark.
Yeah, okay. You know, the ones who give the hand sign, you know, that's the devil to go to Baphomet. So, yeah, it's yeah.
You know, I was just sitting here thinking, if you're proud of what you believe in, if you're securing yourself, you don't need to run around telling everybody what you think and trying to get their approval and trying to convert them to your way. You live your life, you set an example for what you believe, and people will notice that. People listening to the mainstream media and getting worked up and thinking they need to show up at rallies and get arrested, it doesn't go over well with the majority of good people in this world. They don't care. They don't need it. And most people, as Alan put it so well, if left alone, would get along so fine.
Yeah, as Michael Badnarik would say, don't hurt me, don't take my stuff, and we'll get along just fine.
Yeah, those are good words. Those are definitely good words. But, you know, you mentioned soccer, right? You know, and that's, they call it football. But it's almost like the culture in Europe has this, I don't get it, right? That mindset, you know, our team's played, and now I want to kick your butt. What? That just doesn't make sense. Was it some kind of programming? You know, it must have been some kind of operational programming. I don't know what did that. We don't do that here over football games yet. You know, or I don't know.
Everyone has their team, and it takes you away of being proud about who you are, and you know, it basically takes away from nationalism. You know, it's they get you fighting and over, you know, your favorite team instead of your favorite country or what's right and wrong. Really, they get you fighting over a game. And then they know it's easy to steer and lead us. It's breads and circuses, you know. It's when in this country will it get to the gladiatorial games when instead of football teams playing down there, there are a bunch of guys down there with swords and nets and all kinds of stuff, and we're watching them slaughter each other. And yay, go gladiators! Yeah, we're gladiators are the best ones, you know. I'm sure that was going on in Rome. You know, it's the same thing, just a little bit different technology, a little different times.
Yeah, you know, Ken's sitting there telling me that the statues should be replaced with giant baby pacifiers. And, you know, that makes me reflect on 2017. And is 2017 the year of you hurt my feelings? You hurt my feelings. Oh, don't say that. You hurt my feelings. I read an article earlier on in the week, and it was about from this one lady that talked about going to college, and you know, she gets there and she's a freshman, and well, she's walking through the campus and there's this guy with the Bible, and he's sitting there going, you sinner, God says this, and God did it, oh my God. That she said that put the fear in me. She says, I didn't want to walk that way. I walk around the campus, and I wouldn't come anywhere near him. All my friends were afraid of him, you know, because he'd stand out there and he'd have his Bible and he'd cast his, you know, projections onto everybody, call them sinners, tell them to repent, tell them they needed to be saved. So they went ahead and they went to the dean's office, the principal, and they said, hey, you know, get this guy out of here, right? He can't do that. No, can't do that. Free speech. They gathered more people together, and then they got a whole bunch of people saying, this guy is being hurtful, and he's got to go. Can't do that. That's free speech. It's allowed. That's what our country's all about. And she had to endure that for 3 years of her college campus life. And in the fourth year, a professor finally got through to her and said, well, he has the right to hurt your feelings. I'm sorry. You have the right to say what you want. If what he says hurts your feelings, that doesn't matter. It's called free speech. Once we start taking that away, we don't have anything. The nation's gone. And she said, whoa, that was this moment that she understood that it had to be tolerated. It doesn't matter how much that you disagree with the person sitting there preaching out of the Bible, you had to sit there and tolerate it or tolerate that person because that was his right. So,
I remember one phrase that we grew up with. I remember real strongly all the kids running around, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words are not supposed to ever hurt me.
Uh-huh. But they do hurt. And words are really important. You know, we were just talking to Chris out of Vegas, and he was talking about how you need to choose your words. Words are probably the most important thing. You know, I mean, we covered this a little bit on Doc's show on Wednesday night, and I forget the context of it. But
does your speech really hurt me? Do I have to stop and listen to it? Can I walk right past it and just not pay any attention to you preaching, you know, the gospel from whichever Bible he had out there on the quad? You know, there's no really damage done. There's no injured party. It might hurt your feelings, but I mean, my God, I guess that's what we've gotten to.
No, I mean, words are very important. A word that can, if you can inject a word into somebody's mind, it can live there for a long time, and it can tear apart constructs that they have built all throughout their life. I'd say a word is one of the most important things that you have to, well, anyways. Republic of Texas Radio, we'll be right back.
Like you said, it's in my head. The camera and circus tell the morning comes. When it does, I know. Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Republic of Texas Radio, 1-800-313-9443. Alan and I were just discussing sticks and stones that break your bones, but names will never hurt me. And I have been a little exception with that. I believe that names or words are important, but maybe that's a incantation. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That incantation might actually be armor for protecting yourself from words. And I'll yield to you after this, Alan, but I want to, well, Star Trek has always been one of the things that have programmed my brain since I was a child. And there was an episode of Deep Space Nine where this one alien, they called him a Cardassian, was in the doctor's office. You know, he was beaten up really badly by some other aliens. And the doctor says to him, and he goes, "Man, looks like you lost that fight." And he says, "Yeah, well, he hurt my body, but I got in a couple of good sentences," and he'll be living with them for the rest of his life. And it kind of portrayed the power of words. If you can actually inject those kind of thoughts into somebody's mind, that's where I'm getting at on the sticks and stones thing, Alan.
So you just mentioned something. So the Cardassians really are aliens. I always thought they were a really weird family.
Yeah, that freaked me out, too, because, you know, it was the Cardassians, and then all of a sudden they're sitting there, "Well, the Cardassians." I'm like, "What? They got another TV show about aliens? What?" But, hey, I don't know.
I think that phrase, what the sticks and stones, you know, may break my bones, that phrase, you know, it's supposed to, you know, learn to make us I guess, a little more tolerant and sure of ourselves to where, you know, you know who you are. If you know who you are, you know other people's words, you know, they shouldn't hurt you. You know, if someone wants to call me a bigot, racist, fine. You know, I know I'm not. So it doesn't really bother me that much. You know, their opinion, you know, it doesn't impose any physical penalty on me. It doesn't really hurt me anyway. It doesn't, I guess, you know, if you say the wrong words, it could hurt you, you know, through your business or something like that. But, yeah, and there are limits to everything. It's kind of like you can't, you know, yell fire in a crowded theater, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it's one of those things, freedoms, but with limits, again. But, you know, it's common sense, you know, which is the world that we used to live in, which we definitely do not live in anymore.
What do you think, Doc?
Well, you know, the main thing there is if somebody says something bad about you, you immediately want to defend yourself and set the record straight. That's the human in us. But the real world thing is once they've said something bad about you, your enemies don't want to hear an explanation because they've heard what they want to hear, and your friends don't need one because they know better. So try to ignore it and move on with your life and, again, live a life that sets an example, and you won't have to explain all that.
And if it's something that, like I said, it hurts your business or something like it, there are, you know, recourse through the, well, what used to be the judicial system. I don't know what it is now, but, you know, there was some common sense to it. You know, if they actually did harm to you through words, kind of like yelling fire in a crowded theater, you know, you do that and, you know, a bunch of people die, well, yeah, there ought to be something, you know, done against you for having that right of free speech and using it wrongly.
Wow, that's interesting. That's, in theory, the courts would give recourse to somebody that did such an offense. I don't know. 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to Rob in Illinois. Rob, are you there? Hello, Rob.
Yes, sir, I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Very good. Good to hear you guys on, because RBN got knocked off last night up until you're pretty much the first live broadcast since early last evening.
Yeah, that's why Ken came in this morning and had to turn everything on. You know, yesterday during the day, the power went out towards the end of the day, and they just had to shut the shop down.
No. I called in this morning and actually talked to him as he was getting in there, because it was a good question. Hurricane or censorship? Blacklisting, you know, because these days you just don't know, you know.
Oh, I hear you completely.
Yeah, one day you're there, the next day you're not, and what happened? And it's shame, shame, shame. These guys spoke about Christianity. You've got to get them out of here. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Crazy we live in that kind of a time that, wow, crazy.
Well, it's a time that we have allowed to happen, and I'll get to that in a minute, but regarding the last comments that were made, isn't the phrase now crying wolf in a crowded theater, according to Nancy Pelosi?
Oh, hang in there. I think Nancy Pelosi's like gone psycho. Maybe she always was psycho. Her brain's not
quite
there.
She was, because she's corrupt and demonic.
I wouldn't disagree. Hang on the line. We'll be right back. Republican Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, Doc was just saying that the hurricane could have been some kind of censorship, Rob. And Ken kind of says, well, they could be if they're using weather modification and that was actually a created hurricane. And, you know, we could get into, you know, weather modification in the government. Yeah, but I think we got other stuff to talk about right now. I don't know. What were you interested in talking about there, Jared?
Rob, I think.
Oh, Rob.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm sorry. So do you have anything else? What were your thoughts? Did we even get to
your
thoughts?
The weather modification thing, controlling the weather systems, that's an interesting one that goes back to New Orleans, doesn't it? But yeah. We'll steer away from that, like you said. That's an even deeper subject. But, you know, my last remarks about Pelosi is, you know, she goes out there and she wants to create this resemblance of like crying wolf or crying fire in a crowded theater, where it would incite panic and people could get hurt. And we know this. And, you know, that's not a law, but it's against the law, you know, to create, incite fear or violence or create a havoc. You know, but that's exactly what Pelosi and any one of these, whether it be a community leader, a politician or whatnot, has come out and done from CNN and all the rest of the corporate media, where they're like, you know, now they're, you know, this newest narrative, which is just an extension of all the rest of the narratives of Nazis and racists. And there's one under every bush. And of course, who are they targeting? Anybody that's pretty much Caucasian and or extended to a patriot or Trump supporter. If you have a constitution in your hand, you're evil, and this is inciting these people who are already under such manipulation for many, you know, with the ability to have them under this manipulation for many reasons, the vaccines, the drugs are given them, the indoctrination, that they are literally attacking people left and right, because there's a not neo-Nazi or whatever under every bush, just like there was Russians under every bush. You guys know the story from like last week where the guy in Colorado, somebody approached his car, he goes, "Are you one of them?" And he starts slashing at him with a knife. That is what they're doing. And then the Nancy Pelosi and any one of them come out with the hypocrisy to say that we're doing that. Just right. Because we're talking about free speech or Bill of Rights or the Constitution.
What do you expect, you know, in a country where people that we supposedly have up there representing us are supposed to be our best and brightest people, and you got the one representative who's up there talking about, you know, well, if we get too many people on Guam, it will capsize and the island will flip over. You know, I mean, that's what we got up there. If you really look at it, it's crazy.
When you say best and brightest, it's the first comparison we always think of, isn't it?
Yeah.
Guam is going to flip over.
Guam is going to tip over. I know. They're not the best. They're not the brightest. They're, well, they are. And I wish they weren't.
They're meat.
Right.
Puppet.
There was a mention of justice in this country. Well, you know, this week they dismissed two court cases, the one against CNN, which they had the discrimination lawsuit. They were, you know, discriminating against blacks. And, of course, that got dismissed this week. And, of course, the other lawsuit against the DNC got dismissed because they said there was failure to prove bias. So
the one I love is the guy, the Chinese guy named Robert Lee, who was kicked off of what sports broadcaster because of his
ESPN.
Name Robert Lee. They thought he might be racist.
No, it's too much of a trigger just because your name's Robert Lee. Come on, you know. It goes in symbolicity of milk is racist, snow is racist, whiteboards are racist. You know, just the logic, there is no logic. This is total manipulation, and they're teaching this in the schools, and it's hard to get to that because, you know, again, people mention Stalin. Stalin, one of the things Stalin did, he says, "I don't need to get to you. I just need I got your children." You know, he has his children in the system where he can teach them. He doesn't need you. He just needs to bring up, teach your children, and then, of course, that's going to go down, will trickle down the line. That's what's been happening in this country.
And that is happening today. That's where we live, right? It's kind of sad, you know. I don't know, man. I don't know.
People send their children off to schools to the smart people in our society to get all learnified and everything. And what are they being taught? Yeah, they're being taught. You know, that's why, you know, they go home and mom and dad try to explain to them what's going on in the world, and they think mom and dad are crazy because, no, that's not what the smart people down at the school told us.
And you know what? Think back to when you were a child and you came home and you said, "Mom and Dad, look what I learned today." And then they start to tell what they know about it. And you're like, "No, you're wrong. My teacher taught this and it was right in the book." And you actually argued with your parents, didn't you? Because I know I did.
Yeah, I can remember new math. When new math came in, my parents knew how to do division. They could get the right answer. But it was one of those things where you didn't get the right answer unless you worked the problem out the way that the school wanted you to work it out. And then my parents were wondering, you know, why didn't it work the way that we learned? It's much simpler. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Let's get into, as Chris was talking about, you know, one of the good topics that came up this week was how 8 steps, how to create a socialist society. Of course, this is Saul Alinsky, and it's Trotskyites type of thing. And, of course, it starts with health care, putting people into poverty. And it's down the line. People can look that up in their search engines. 8 steps, how to create a social society. And, of course, the 12 rules by Saul Alinsky, the tactics. Another thing that came up this week, Arpaio. Now they're out there saying how it was wrong against Donald Trump is going against his oath of office. What are they saying? That you don't punish law enforcement for doing something illegal. Well, look what Obama did. He had a total of 1,715 commutations and 212 pardons. A lot of those commutations were all cocaine, methamphetamines, all hard drug dealing type of things. And this is Obama.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what
I actually know one of those guys who got pardoned by him. Yeah, come to find out, I had no idea this guy's passed, and he started talking to me. He said, "Yeah, I'm one of those guys that Obama, you know, he wrote in and asked for a pardon, and he did do his prison time because he was back when producing meth." And he said, "Man, it wasn't so much that I liked doing it." He said, "But the money was just unbelievable. You almost couldn't pass it up, you know." So he did his time, mm-hmm. but he did get his
pardon.
I guess record cleared, and he seems like a decent guy now.
But who knows? He like Obama?
No, not particularly.
Well, good.
He saw it as an opportunity.
Well, at least he has one thing to thank Obama for.
I can't even try to think about thanking Obama. I can't.
That particular person.
I understand that particular individual. Well, hey, thank you for your call. Really appreciate your input there.
Well, thanks, guys. Keep it up. Keep up the good work.
Okay. Hey, let's go to Mike in Kentucky. We'll see if we can get him in before the end of the show. Hey, Mike, are you there? Mr. Mike.
Now I'm on.
There's Mike.
Hey.
Hi, Mike.
I'm glad to find out that RBN was having power problems because I thought there was something else going on. So, I mean, it's sort of bad in one way, but, you know, I'm glad to find out. Mystery solved, in other words. But the call-in lines, now some of the call-in lines where you can punch for different shows, you know, punch two for John Stettmiller, punch whatever, you know, those were working. So, I was able to listen to one of the shows all the way through, you know, a couple of hours. I guess in the archives on the web page, it only plays 1 hour at a time, but on the phone system that I used last night, it would play the whole show and then repeat. So, like if a two-hour show or a three-hour show. Anyway, on court filings, you guys mentioned on court filings there are lawsuits and stuff like that. I found out through a couple of different people that if you've got a case that you can't find a law firm will take because of tort reform, the loser pays, you know. I guess you've heard of that. Law firms won't take a case unless it's pretty much open and shut, and they know that they don't even have to go to trial because it's going to be settled. So it's real hard to get people to take a case sometimes, even though you know you've got, you know, blatant cases of fraud or theft or whatever, and you don't want to take them to small claims court. Maybe it's more than $5,000 worth of damages, or you want to sue for more than that. You can get covertly a law firm to draft up and help you with that because some judges in certain jurisdictions are ridiculously particular about how everything has to be properly lined up and on the in the proper typeset size and spacing and all that, or they'll kick it out. You can get a, you know, you can find a law firm that doesn't have a conflict of interest. You can get them to help you draft it and file it yourself and pay whatever nominal filing fee there is, like $50 or something like that. And then they can come on later after the motion hour, I guess. You know, you may need to hire a paralegal or somebody to help you, you know, on the side that is off the record, not part of their effort. That way they are not obligated to pay, the loser pays the, the legal fees. And, of course, then, you know, if you don't have any significant assets to pay the legal fees either, you can file, if you lose, you know, you can file what you call in persona pauperis or whatever. But, you know, of course, that affects your status, your legal status as a ward of the state at that point. But, you know, you have to weigh the pros and the cons. If we keep letting these corporations get away with a lot of the stuff that they're getting away with and we don't offer any resistance whatsoever, they're ripping people off probably by the hundreds of millions all across this country. I know people that are too intimidated to take people to small claims court, even when they've got a situation where a service provider like a satellite company or telephone company or a cable company is taking out 2 and 3 months of payments with automatic withdrawal, or they're finding out 3 years down the road that they're being charged for internet that they never had installed, you know, like as part of a bundle with the phone and the right. and the cable or something, you know. And so they're like, you know, they call, they get a, this stupid company will call them up in a sales pitch and say, "Hey, we'll for $10 more a month, we will triple your internet speed. And we'll give you a free Wi-Fi hotspot," and all this stuff. You know, they want to pile it on and say, "We'll even give you a free wireless modem, you know, or whatever. And, you know, after they start to finally give you a pause to break in, you say, wait a minute, I don't have the internet, ma'am. Well, we show it being installed. You're lying. You've got internet. And then you calculate it back three years or something, and you're down in the hole like $3,500 because they're charging you an extra $40 a month for internet you don't have, plus probably an internet, you know, installation fee that you didn't get, maybe renting a modem on top of that, maybe, you know, taxes or whatever applies to wherever you're at. Right. And people are too intimidated to take it. Oh, I'll get in trouble. I'll get, you know.
Well, you know, the sad thing is, unless your attorney is like your father or your brother or your best friend, you know, in life, you know, all through life, you really cannot trust anyone because they're officers of the court and they're only going to fight so far for you. Like you said, you know, they'll only take a case that, you know, is pretty much open and closed.
Yeah,
it's all.
But
it's
you can go to small claims court yourself without a lawyer. You can pursue small claims under $5,000 in most jurisdictions in your own natural person. You just have to have the good evidence. And in a lot of cases, these big corporations will not even show up. They won't send anybody. And so you get a default judgment, which you can turn around and sell to a collection agency if you can't get them to pay up. And so that's what I'm getting at. If the people will get some dang intestinal fortitude, we can start making them think about what they're doing a little more because it'll start costing them money. I mean,
yeah,
that's
but,
the
you
only
know,
thing.
But, you know that you know $1,000 that you might win back for being charged all those years for internet that you weren't using, you know, that's pretty much a pittance compared to, you know, the $800 million they drug in doing that to everyone that hadn't noticed it yet.
Mm-hmm. But you know, they'll start getting the message if you know a few thousand. It would probably take a few thousand people. We had 16 states' attorney generals went after Dish Network for the deceptive marketing practices that they did, and that set them back on their heels a little bit. I mean, I think everybody in Kentucky could apply within a certain window if you had Dish Network for 3 or 4 or 5 years that they the lawsuit applied to. You could apply and get a $60 check back. You know, was Kentucky's portion was like, I don't know, 6 or 8 million or 16 million. But, yeah, they ripped off people probably into the hundreds of millions. I know a guy who called up, and I spent 4 hours on the phone with him trying to separate his phone bill from his Dish Network bill. I just, you know, to do this as an investigative reporter, I'd have sat down with him, and I said, okay, now what was it they told you? And I'd seen the commercials where you can get, you know, and what it was, the cable company had raised his bill from $62 to $69 a month, and so he was ticked off. That's all he's going to have, and he saw the $62 a month deal from Dish Network. Well, he called him up, and he said, I want your $62 a month deal. By the time he got off the phone with him, they had him down for like Dish Anywhere package or whatever they called it, the cart, and they had him for $192 a month because they signed him for all these sports packages and stuff. And he didn't want any of that. So by the time he got his first bill, he was all in a panic. And he was on fixed income and all this sort of stuff. And they take advantage of people like that all across this country. And and they think they've got you under a 2-year contract. Well, I got on the phone with his phone company and separated the bill out because a lot of people don't realize you can do that. You can separate your phone bill. So I said, we'll do this. That way you won't lose your phone and you can pay it separate. And I got him a little $40 fixed income, local-only phone, and which you can still get. And then what a lot of people don't realize that either. You don't have to pay a long-distance connection fee and all that. You can get a separate phone bill just for local-only calls, and that way you can call your cell phone and find it wherever you've left it, get it to ring. Mm. You know, he also had the Obama phone. But anyway, we got that separated out. That took probably an hour or more to do that. Then we call up Dish Network, and I told them we're gonna mail back the receiver, and this is deceptive marketing practices. We know that the states have sued you guys for this sort of stuff, and so they got him back down to when we got off the phone with him, he got his $68 a month package, and he had to keep that for a year because they renewed the contract period. This was like 3 months into his 2-year contract. Well, they started the contract fresh again. in order to redo it like that. But, you know, at that point, we had already spent 2.5 hours going back and forth, you know, trying to do this. And he said, let's, you know, I had him on a conference line, and he said, agreed to that. So I'd already spent as much time as I was going to spend that day to do that. But how many people have got that much time out of their day to help all these people that are being done this way?
Right.
So, I mean, he should have took them to court, but he was, I'm afraid I'll get in trouble, I'll get arrested. And if we are that kind of a nation, we're dead. We're dead if we're that dang intimidated that we're letting.
Even though he's struggling, it could get worse. I mean, all those people. Think of all those people out there who are just eking by, you know, paycheck to paycheck, and they don't want to do anything because it could get worse. They're living in fear.
All right. Well, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Okay, hang in there, folks. Republic of Texas Radio. We got time for you, Joe, in Indiana. So hang on the line. You'll close it out. Be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Right. It's the last segment, Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, well, before we go on to Joe in Indiana, I'd like to tell everybody that I guess I'm going to a Republic of Texas joint congressional session. It's going to be here in Fredericksburg over at the Pioneer Museum, and that'll be between 9 and 10 a.m. to about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's about 2 weeks away. So if you're interested, go over to thetexasrepublic.com. You can also find more information on the chat room. It's republicoftexas.chattango.com. And so, yeah, anyways, let's move on. We'll talk more about that next week. Joe in Indiana. Oh, Are you still there? We still got you.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
That's a Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you good.
I'm Jared in Louisiana.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Good. Glad to have you here. What do you got? We got a few minutes left.
All right. A while ago, one of the guys said that the sign of the Texas Longhorns was satanic. That was in the 1950s when a cheerleader for Texas decided to pick that as the sign for the Texas Longhorns. And then later in the 60s, when Anton LaVey, which was a Jew, wrote the Satanic Bible, and you come out with all that kind of satanic imagery, and then Ronnie James Dio brought the hand signal later when he played his great metal music. So, I mean, you can't just think that the whole thing is satanic all the time, dude. This thing started in the 50s, dude. You think a 50s guy cheerleader was satanic? No, I don't think so, bro. I mean, I don't agree with what they did with the statues, but I think there's some good people over there. I lived in Texas for a long time, and I met some very good people, and they were great people, and they rooted for the University of Texas. I mean, why the whole thing is satanic just because of one thing?
There are good people that do that, but, you know, these people, they plan long time. They have been taking over our institution, especially of learning, starting since like the 1920s when the Rockefeller Foundation started trying to taking over our school system and perverting it and converting it. So can I say exactly that cheerleader was not a member of some, you know, Anton LaVey, you know, type of church? No, I can't. Because
dude, it was in the 50s.
You know, I don't know what the original intent was behind it.
He was in the 1950s, before the Jew. And I mean, why don't we just call out who's really wrong in this and fight against them? I mean, look at what's going on in Spain. If you think the Spanish would have handled the Reconquista by rallying with signs that said "Stop the Hate" during the Reconquista, you think any of us would not be with Islam right now? No.
Oh no, they've got 500,000 people marching
right
in the streets right now, over there. You know,
we would all be Muslims terrorism. Right now. But you know what they met Islam with? They met them with swords and spikes and chopped their heads off and put their heads on spikes and impaled them. So, where are we going to rise up? Where are we going to rise up? We're going to stop talking about it and rise up. Where's the Catholic Church? Where's you? Where's
the
Jared, pagans? Where's all the white people? Rise up!
Yeah.
There you go. You know, I agree with you. You know, we cannot get on the airwaves here though and call for any violence. Otherwise, we get in trouble.
I'm going for it.
Now, what will?
I'm going for it.
Okay. Well, there you go. I guess that's one way to end the show. That's not me. Rise up. Violence? No, that's not it. Hey, call in next week if you want to continue the conversation. Don't know anything about the history of the, you know, whatever. Hey, go ahead and mute him, Mike or Ken. You guys have a good weekend. Republic of Texas Radio.
Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can.